This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado wolf pack will remain in Pitkin County for now. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Copper Creek pack has repeatedly killed cattle outside Aspen. After a recent string of attacks, some Colorado wildlife commissioners proposed something unprecedented, ditching their traditional oversight role and ordering state biologists to kill or capture the animals. In a special meeting Monday, Jeff Davis, the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, said his staff is following official policy and he doesn't think removing the entire pack makes sense right now.
Now, that doesn't mean that the commission can't change course in the future, but that's, in my opinion, where we are today.
The commission ultimately opted against overruling wildlife managers, but the debate shows Colorado wolf restoration isn't getting any less controversial. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park is reopening its largest campground after 2 years of renovations. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The National Park Service has reopened the Moraine Park Campground for what's basically a 2-week trial period. The campground had been closed since May 2023 in order to upgrade its water, electric, and wastewater systems. The National Park Service says staff and contractors will be testing the new systems to ensure they work properly to keep up with expected demand before releasing more reservation dates. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Blue-green algae is blooming across the lake and shoreline at Cherry Creek State Park near Denver. People and pets should stay out of the water. Boating and fishing are still allowed. The Centers for Disease Control says algae blooms are caused by pollution in the water from fertilizers and runoff from cities and industrial buildings. It's hot today across Colorado, above 100 in Denver and Grand Junction, upper 90s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.